Hear now the Christian witness found in 1 John. We write to you about the word of life, which has existed from the very beginning. We have heard it, and we have seen it with our eyes. Yes, we have seen it, and our hands have touched it. When this life became visible, we saw it. So we speak of it and tell you about the eternal life which was with the Father and was made known to us. What we have seen and heard, we announce to you also, so that you will join with us in the fellowship that we have with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. We write this in order that our joy may be complete. Now the message that we have heard from his Son and announce is this: God is light, and there is no darkness at all in him. If then we say that we have fellowship with him, yet at the same time live in the darkness, we are lying both in words and in our actions. But if we live in the light, just as he is in the light, then we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son purifies us from every sin. Let us pray. God of light and life, we give praise to you this day. We are thankful that you shared the word with us, that you made yourself known to us. We pray now that in this time that we would sense your presence, we would hear your words so that we can touch and we can see and we can hear and we can know. It's in the name of the light of the world, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. I knelt in the dark paneling-lined bedroom next to the sturdy oak bed. The head and footboards were littered with dents from hurled toys and skirmishes with my brother. The afternoon sunlight trickled into the room, danced across the bed through the shades, and the whispering of leaves blowing in the summer breeze. My heart felt like it would pound out of my chest as I felt the tinged saliva creep up into my mouth. I was nervous, yet certain. Kneeling, I felt the softness of the comforter against my arms, elbows leaning on the altar of my childhood rest. This had always been a place of prayer, my own sanctuary scented with $2 Avon perfume, scattered with the offerings of Barbie dolls and crayons. As I knelt there, the light faded, shadowing my eyes as the tears began to roll. I prayed for forgiveness of my sins, although I don't know to what extent a 7-year-old can sin, maybe for lying to my parents or being mean to my brother. I told Jesus that I loved him and that I wanted him to live in my heart, even though I suspect he was already there. As I finished the prayer, the western sun blazed. Light burned red through my eyes and enveloped me like a warm blanket that your mom puts around you when you're sick, or like your dad's arms wrapped around you at bedtime. Weeks later, as I slipped beneath the surface of the warm pool of water, when I died with Christ, lay in the darkness for that fleeting moment, and was raised to newness of life, I emerged into the light. Light figured prominently in my spiritual journey. Light passages would come to me when darkness seemed to engulf. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Words that echoed as I dealt with the pain of abuse, as well as the loss of my grandfather. Each bit illuminating that which the darkness held. I want to be in the light as you are in the light. I want to shine like the stars in the heaven. Oh, Lord, be my light and be my salvation, because all I want is to be in the light. The psalm turned song soothed over the pains and reminded me of the light that surrounded me and the light that was within. stories of Moses shielding his blinding face because of an encounter with God, of the transfiguration, of the resurrection, remind me of God's continual presence, of our koinonia, partnership one with another, an intertwining of light and love. Today, we celebrate the light, a light that darkness could not overcome. The light of the resurrection still shines bright as we move through Eastertide. We have seen that Scripture is rife with light. From Genesis in creation, in the beginning when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. On through redemption, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. All the way to Parousia, where God will be all in all. I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine in it, for the glory of God is its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. Its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. Everywhere is light. So it makes me wonder, why do we walk in the darkness? 1 John offers encouragement to choose the light. The presumed writer is John the disciple, though he's often called simply the elder. He declares what was from the beginning, the word of life. The disciples had experienced an intimate and tactile relationship with this life. We have heard and seen the life. We have touched it, and some translations even say handled this life. Life that was the light of all people, the life that breathes in and moves through all. It was a life most readily seen in the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. They witnessed the intimate relationship with the Father and the Son. They lived in relationship with that which they touched, the risen Lord. But also, when tongues of fire rested upon them and the Holy Spirit rained down at Pentecost. Yet another image of light that cannot be extinguished. By the incarnation, by the manifestation of the Spirit, they are called into the divine koinonia of the Trinity. They share the divine love and participate in the divine life. Brodmann says, when people become partners of the Son of God through vital identification with him in his life, death, and resurrection, they become partners with and fellow workers with God. As such, they share the mutual experience of divine love in the Christian fellowship and as partners in this fellowship. This is the fellowship that John is calling people to and wishing for those to whom he writes. The fellowship, the koinonia, the partnership comes from understanding that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him while we are walking in darkness, we lie and do not do what is true. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we allow the light to shine in us, to illuminate the darkness, we will experience our own transfigurations by such encounters with the divine. Thus, true communion with God is living in the sphere where one's experience is illumined by the truth of what God is. It is to live open to his revelation of himself in Jesus Christ. A revelation that broke a tomb wide open. A revelation that overcame death. A revelation that said, you are not alone in your pain and suffering. A revelation that heals and transforms and brings us into the body of Christ, into a kingdom of light. When I knelt in prayer, when I left behind the waters of baptism, I had no idea what lay ahead in life. A 7-year-old lives 1,000 lives and 1,000 deaths before she nears the ripe age of almost 40. Each of us are ushered into this light at different times, called into what Richard Rohr describes as the divine dance, this interconnectedness of light and love exemplified in the Trinity. Some of us run headfirst into the spotlight, while others hug the shadows, hoping not to be seen. Yet it is in the light that we are seen and we are known. Where Jesus takes our pain and sufferings, calls us by name, and gives us our true identity as beloved. It is in the light that we can see and hear and touch the word of life, where we have fellowship with God and with one another. Won't you walk into the light with me?